This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Sharbada Dewa says government is committed to holding upcoming local level elections in free and fair manner. President Bidyadevi Bhandari stresses need for collaborated efforts from state mechanisms and society to eradicate women trafficking. Saudi Foreign Affairs Minister Prince Faisal bin Farhan Al Saud arrives in Kathmandu for a two-day official visit to Nepal. And US warns China against support for Russia. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sharbada Dewa has said the government is committed to holding the upcoming local-level election in a free and fair manner. Inaugurating a newly constructed building for Kispang Rural Municipality in Nuwakot District yesterday, Prime Minister Dewa assured that the local-level election scheduled for the 13th of May would be conducted successfully. On a different note, Prime Minister Dewa reiterated that the recently ratified Millennium Challenge Corporation MCC Compact was in the welfare of the country. The Prime Minister also asked some leaders not to resort to double standards on MCC, irrespective of their position in the government or opposition. He was referring to the statement of main opposition party CPN-EML leader Bhim Rawal about the project. Leader Rawal has been protesting the project, calling it anti-national. President Bidyadevi Bhandari has stressed the need for collaborated efforts from the state mechanisms and the society to eradicate women trafficking. Speaking to the representatives of an organization working for the welfare of trafficked women at Sital Niwas yesterday, President Bhandari said the issue of women trafficking should be addressed, taking it as a serious social concern. On the occasion, the representatives of the Santi Group urged the president to incorporate the issues of trafficked women in the President Women Upliftment Program. The Foreign Minister of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, Prince Faisal bin Farhan Al Saud, arrived Kathmandu yesterday on a two-day official visit to Nepal. Arriving from Sri Lanka on a private plane, he was welcomed at the VVIP lounge at the Trivandrum International Airport by Foreign Secretary Bharat Raj Paudel, Saudi Arabia's Ambassador to Nepal Mushed Suleiman M. Al Marwani, and senior officials from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and the Saudi Embassy in Kathmandu. The Saudi prince is leading a 23-member delegation. During the visit, Saudi Foreign Minister Prince Faisal is scheduled to hold separate courtesy meetings with President Bidyadevi Bhandari and Prime Minister Sharbada Dewa. Foreign Minister Dr. Narun Kharga will hold talks with his Saudi counterpart, Prince Faisal, today. After the meeting, the foreign ministers of the two countries are scheduled to sign an agreement on enhancing mutual cooperation. The agreement will pave the way for cooperation between Nepal and Saudi Arabia in the fields of communication, education, culture, industry and sports. Saudi Arabia is a major destination country for Nepali migrant workers. About 400,000 Nepalese are currently employed in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. The Saudi prince is scheduled to return home today afternoon. CPN Maui Center chairperson Pushpa Kamaldal Prachanda said that his party was mulling to go for the upcoming local level election by prioritizing coordination amongst the current coalition. Speaking to journalists at Thangadi Airport yesterday, Chairman Dahal said there was no doubt among the top leadership of the coalition partners to take forward the alliance. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Pampa Bhusal, has said that climate change risk management has been a challenge for Nepal. Speaking at a program in Kathmandu yesterday, Energy Minister Bhusal said the latest incidences in the country suggest the growing risk of climate change impact. She insisted on the quality and sustainability in the construction of hydropower projects. The Energy Minister also pledged that the Ministry would act for drafting required policies and guidelines and cooperating with several bodies for the climate change risk mitigation in hydropower projects. The Election Commission has approved the Local Level Election Observation Guidelines and Financial Management Procedure 2022 for the local level election scheduled for May 13. At a news conference organized by Election Commission yesterday, Election Commission spokesperson Saligram Sharma Paudil shared that the election observation guidelines was already approved and brought into implementation. activities related to checking the name list and details of voters, as well as correct mistakes, were underway. Senior Vice Chairperson of CPN-UML Ishwar Pokhrel has said his party is always for Madhes and the Madhesi people. He said UML was against discrimination and poverty in Madhes. The Vice Chairperson was saying it while inaugurating the 7th District Convention of the party in Dhanusa District yesterday. Jazeera Airways of Kuwait is to make its first commercial flight at Gautam Buddha International Airport. The airways has filed an application at the Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal, CAN, in order to conduct regular flights from the 22nd of May, coinciding with the birth anniversary of Lord Gautam Buddha. The Deputy Director General of CAN, Dev Chandra Lal Karna, shared that the airways would operate Kuwait-Pairahawa-Kuwait direct flight on daily basis. The airways has now been operating the regular flight at Trivan International Airport. Deputy Director General Karna added that the Nepal Airlines Corporation would make a test flight at Gautam Buddha Airport from the 14th of April. The airport would be open for commercial international flight from the 20th of April. A two-day South Asian Regional Conference is going to be held from today in Kathmandu, aiming to create global solidarity to end all forms of violence and discrimination against women and girls. Speaking at a press meet in Kathmandu yesterday, National Women's Commission Chairman Kamala Parajuli said the conference would stress revealing different aspects of violence against women and girls, seeking ways to make violence-affected women's access to justice easy. Speaking at the same program, member of National Human Rights Commission Lili Thapa said the conference would focus on finding global solutions for violence against women and girls. The conference is being jointly organized by National Human Rights Commission, National Women Commission and Women NGO Federation Nepal. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. The US has warned that China will face consequences if it helps Russia evade sanctions in its invasion of Ukraine. Unnamed US officials told multiple news outlets that China had signaled willingness to provide military assistance to Russia. The Chinese Foreign Ministry accused the US of spreading disinformation. Russia denied asking Beijing for military help. A woman holding an anti-war sign ran onto the set of a Russian evening news program on the state-controlled Channel 1 on Monday evening. The sign, clearly visible behind the presenter, read, "No war, stop the war, don't believe the propaganda." The woman has been named as Marina Ovsanikova, an editor at the channel. Russian TV news is tightly controlled by the Kremlin and only reflects the Russian version of the events in Ukraine. Ovsanikova is believed to be in police custody. Her voice could be heard during the broadcast saying "No to war, stop the war" before the program director cut early to a recorded news. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy throughout the country. Kathmandu's weather report for the past 24 hours, the maximum temperature was 30.3 degrees Celsius and minimum was 13.2 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Sharbadu Dewa says government is committed to holding upcoming local-level elections in free and fair manner. President Vidyadevi Bhandari stresses need for collaborated efforts from state mechanisms and society to eradicate women trafficking. Saudi Foreign Affairs Minister Prince Faisal bin Farhan Al Saud arrives in Kathmandu for a two-day official visit to Nepal. And US warns China against support for Russia. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.